Guys, first of all, I have to say, my first encounter with Death Cab for Cutie, I received an unmarked package in the post, which was your album. No, nothing. So I stuck it on, listened to it, and I was kind of blown away. Didn't hear anything for days. And then a few weeks later, I just get this note going, did you like it? And it was from Ed Simons from the Chemical Brothers, had sent it to me in the post. And I kind of like stories like that, how a book or movies or music come into your life. And because it's quite a romantic thing. I was just wondering if you remember the first moment that your eyes met, you two. Because it's quite, because it is down to the meeting of you two.
I feel like we should back up. And so the way you got introduced to our band was via a Chemical Brother.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting.
You like that?
That is really exciting. I like that.
Ed will be really chuffed that you said that.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I think so. I think we met, I was playing drums in a band, actually, strangely enough, with Nick.
Okay.
Our bass player, for a period of time in college, and Chris was visiting a girl that I was kind of sort of not really dating briefly, and I had a Teenage Fan Club t-shirt on, and you know, this girl, her name was Suzanne, kept saying, oh, you should really, you know, you should meet my friend Chris, and then we just kind of started talking about music, and you know, kind of one thing led to another, and
that's where it came from. You see, all over a Teenage Fan Club t-shirt.
Right,
I
exactly.
Like that.
Yep.
And I love the fact that your first album, You Can Play These Songs With Chords, was recorded onto a cassette. The great thing about radio too is there are listeners who remember cassettes.
That's right.
Which is good.
Yeah, it was released on a cassette. It was definitely a cassette. That's all I can say about it.
Oh, bless. It brings back great memories. Now, of course, from cassette now to your fabulous fifth album, Plans. Brilliant for any band. Debuted at number 4 in the US Billboard charts. A big deal for any band. How did that feel for you guys?
It was really overwhelming. I think that we were... I don't think that we really had any kind of ideas as to what the record was going to do, like what the first week for the record was going to necessarily be. But I think that when that we got that information, we were just pretty blown away. I mean, it wasn't something we were expecting, I don't think, at all.
And have you come down yet from that? You're still flying.
Oh, we've certainly been busy since then.
You have been pretty busy, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, totally. No, I mean, it's been a... I mean, the record came out at the end of August in the States, and it's been, you know, it's been such a whirlwind. I have a feeling that when we get done with this sort of album cycle, whenever that ends up being, I think that we're going to... You know, we'll exhale and we'll look back, and like then I think we'll be really blown away about whatever just happened. But it's kind of hard to, it's hard to wrap your head around it when you're all like right in the middle of it, you know? I mean, this is, it's, there are, we're doing lots of exciting things, but it is like what we do every day. And it's like, it's really strange.
It's only really when people on the outside who aren't actually in the band or who don't work with the band come and spend a day or some time or kind of have some kind of insight into how our lives have changed as members of this band that, you know, they're the ones who I think are the most insightful about, wow, this is, you guys are really popular now or whatever. It's like, really? I didn't really ever think about it that way, you know? Or so I think we'll get some perspective on this as soon as the album cycle's over.
Excellent. Well, let's have it hear another track. I think you're going to play Soul Meets Body. Tell us the story behind this track.
I still really haven't figured out exactly what the song's about, even if I wrote it. But I think that it's throughout the record. I think there's kind of a theme of commitment that's kind of proliferated in discussions about mortality, just in the sense that if you know commitment to friends and loved ones means that you have to go through some of the less than desirable moments and elements of life with them. And I think that Soul Meets Body is kind of a meditation on that.
Excellent. Okay, Death Cab for Cutie on Radio 2. This is Soul Meets Body.